Right. Yeah. My husband has heart problems. He's had to have major surgery in the past for it. He suffers from depression. He's also blind in one eye, partially sighted with the other. Until a year ago, he was on ESA. But when he got an appointment for a routine assessment, they decided that he was fit for work and took him off ESA. He now has had to join me on JSA in a joint claim, even though the doctor says he is still unfit for work and gives him sick notes stating that he is unfit for work. And every time he receives a new sick note, we have to fill in forms to have him exempted from signing. But due to them saying he is fit for work and is having to have a joint claim now, our monetary situation has basically gone down the drain. We are now living on where we were not well off, but we coped, we managed. We are now living on £105 a week, which we have to pay bedroom tax on our property of a quarter of our rent, which is about £25 a week, council tax, water rates, which when they're all added together works out anything up to £45-50 a week, which is nearly half of our weekly income. And then we still have to live on top: food, gas, electricity, any other household bills that come in, we have to pay out of the small remaining amount. Due to this, we ended up in a real pickle with bills, and the Citizens Advice Bureau have arranged for us to get a debt relief order, which is fantastic. But the problem with that was we were drowning in debt because we couldn't afford to live. But to actually get the DRO, we had to find £180 to pay for it, which put us in more debt because we had to borrow the money to actually pay for it, which is a bit of a pickle to be in, really. But when they first decided my husband was fit for work, we did what they call a mandatory reconsideration, and the decision came back as no, he is fit for work. So then we appealed against the decision, and when the decision for the appeal came back, they, to all intents and purposes, called me a liar. They said that what actually took place in the assessment didn't, and that they would far rather believe a professional who was more concerned with the fact that her friend was in the room and she had put her back out than conducting my husband's assessment. So they're calling me a liar and taking the word of somebody that wasn't interested in my husband at all or anything that we had to say.